Marta is a single mom with three kids of her own, working hard to pay the bills and provide a decent home. Health insurance rises, can't afford her share, hoping to get by with luck and a little prayer. When her youngest one got sick, the debts kept climbing high. Now they're living in a car. Her children ask her why. It's time we raise the roof, a roof above their heads. Raise the roof for Marta and her kids. Safe housing, now's the time. We leave no child behind. We keep our promise to our kids. Let's shout out loud and stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Leon is a veteran, served his country well, full of hope when he came home. Soon the mills were shutting down, couldn't make ends meet. Boxes on an old park bench is where he falls asleep. Now his mind does funny things he wouldn't recognize. The man who came home with hope in his eyes. It's time we raise the roof, a roof above their heads. Raise the roof for Leon and his friends. In a land with millionaires, no one should sleep on the stairs. That's the real crime. Let's shout out loud and stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Our need for change is real. We are the city of champions. We are forged of steel. South Oakland, she has no heat, no phone. Still, she's glad to have a job, a place that she calls home. Times are tough, sometimes it's hard to buy enough to eat. She knows she's only one paycheck from living on the streets. It's time we raise the roof, refuse to live this way. The roof, we will have our say. If not us, who will it be? If not now, when will we see justice for our families? Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Raise. Stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof for our kids, let's raise the roof for our our neighborhoods. Let's raise the roof for the unemployed. Let's raise the roof for our communities. Let's raise the roof, veterans everywhere. Let's raise the roof for our families. Let's raise the roof.
The Big Swan King's David King singing that song. If my memory's right, you wrote that, Dave. Is that correct?
Yes, I did write
that.
How
long ago?
Well, I wrote it for the first annual Sleepin' for the Homeless last year, and that's actually where, we premiered it on this show.
Yeah,
last
I remember.
Year.
Yeah.
And then a week later, we performed it live at the Sleepin' for the Homeless.
Gosh, that song not only is worn well, but I forgot about the debut, and now I'm remembering that. But it really sounds like it's been around for a long time. It's got a nice feel to it with a timeless message. And is a great song for people to sing along with, too. Really beautifully done. How did you get, what prompted you to write that song? Was it the event itself, were you thinking? Or?
Yes. Yeah, it was the event itself. I spoke with the folks there about writing a song. And as I mentioned earlier, when we were talking about the Sleepin' event, one of the things I did was went around with Operation Save a Life and met folks too. So, the song tells stories. Now, none of these people are real people. Mm-hmm. They're a composite of people I met, people I read about or whatever. But, their stories, even though I didn't meet them, their stories are real. There are people out there. There's lots of them out there. There's lots of single mothers who are raising kids on their own. There's lots of people who are affected by health insurance. There's veterans that can't find work. There's people living on the edge all over the place. And so I tried to tell some of those stories to give a sense of the real problem and then a little bit about what we can do about it.
Dave, where are you from originally? Are you from Pittsburgh?
No, I grew up in Illinois. I moved out to Pittsburgh 8 years ago.
Okay, what brought you here?
My father-in-law. We came out here to take care of my father-in-law, thinking we would stay a year or two, and we ended up falling in love with Pittsburgh and decided not to go.
I'm glad that happened. Let's meet the rest of the group. We have Keith Swan, who did that great violin break in the song you just heard. He's shaking his head. I thought it sounded good. I'm looking. Oh, he's shaking his head because I'm looking. You did do what I thought you did. Okay. See, Keith. It's my notes here are incorrect, but okay. So Keith's on bass,
right.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. When did you are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes, I grew up in Bethel Park. I've been here off and on my whole life, and been a pleasure to meet up with these guys and have our little group. And I'm thinking that our proceeds from what we make for this next gig is going to go for what? Hot chocolate for humanity? Is that correct? but it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks. And to be
great.
This.
And thank you. And now the guy who did the violin solo that sounded so good is Big, Gil Big Henho. Did they call you Big growing up?
Some did. I'm actually the other half of the Bigs. My brother's a violinist. He's in Hartford right now. So we started school at Carnegie Mellon, and he's now playing in the Hartford Symphony. So I moved back from, moved out of town, went to Savannah area, played in the symphony down there, and just freelanced, came back to town. Right now I'm a teacher over at Brashear High School, and this has been a lot of fun.
I had a feeling you were classically trained listening. And
some say tragically, but
classically.
Well, let's have time for a few more songs, and let's take a moment to hear another one. Go. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do another original tune. This is a song that I wrote. This is, a real change of pace. Last song we were... you know, talking about a very serious and real issue. And this next tune's more tongue-in-cheek. It's a story of a truck driver who's lost his sense of direction. It's kind of got a country feel to it. And so I named the song Our Love Is Headed South.
Once again, the Big Swan Kinks.
Driven this rig all over this land, from the west coast up to Maine. I know the best roads for any place you'd want to go, every tollway and two lane. But I'm losing my bearings, 'cause you said you stopped caring. Every town looks the same. You say what we need is a new direction. Our love is in the turning lane. North are the lights that shine at night on those long halls alone. East or west, the sun's a test. Am I leaving or coming home? You say you don't love me. You showed me the door this way out. But I can't seem to find my way when our love is headed south. These side roads like the back of my hand, every small town and speed trap. I avoid way stations and traffic citations, don't even own a map. But I've taken some shortcuts with our love. I've not traveled a straight line. What I learned about love from life on the road, to follow that detour sign. When you were near, I was in high gear. We were speeding to the top. Now the lights are red, the battery's dead. Our love is at a total stop. Dress in this wilderness, I'm lost in the fog. I hope and pray you'll show me the way and end this travel log. You once were my bride, now be my guide. Say our love will survive. Then I'll make my way, headed straight for home. I won't drive 55. North are the lights that shine at night on those long halls alone. East or west, the sun's a test. Am I leaving or coming home? You say you don't love me. You showed me the door this way out. But I can't seem to find my way when our love is headed south. No, I can't seem to find my way when our love is headed south.
The Big Swan Kinks. Dave, did you write that one?
Yes, I wrote that song.
Very good songwriter. And I don't know if you could tell, you had a dancer out there dancing along with you, a couple dancers enjoying the music. When did you start writing songs?
Well, for years, before I became a librarian, my career was, I worked as a union organizer, did that for many years.
And your wife does as well.
And my wife still does. So I changed careers, became a librarian, but while working with the unions, I was always writing parodies, you know, new lyrics to an existing melody, you know, for some campaign we were doing or to use on a picket line or something like that. Well, when I came to Pittsburgh, I got involved with the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle, which is a group which meets monthly at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. And there we would swap songs, and I got, you know, support and encouragement and feedback, and it was a really helpful process. And then actually in that process too, I met Gil and Keith too, and so we could work on these songs. And so in terms of writing original songs, original melodies, that's something I've just been doing since I got here in Pittsburgh, and really been enjoying it.
What a great, you know, not to overemphasize it, but what a great city Pittsburgh's been for you.
That's yes, it has.
It's terrific. And I also just had this thought, you know, you went from organizing people to organizing library materials to some extent, right?
That's right.
So you're still an organizer.
That's right.
Just a different kind of organizer. The Big Swan Kings are here. You know, we talked earlier a few moments ago about the first song, Raise the Roof. And Dave mentioned he wrote it for Sleep In for the Homeless. And if you were not with us earlier this morning, which is possible, that event is this coming Friday night at the Pittsburgh City County Building, where you can come as early as 6:30, stay for 12 hours if you would like, and it's a 12-hour sleep-in for homeless people. There will be speakers talking about hunger and homelessness, and the city county building will be open for sleeping bags and lounge chairs and what have you to help call attention to the issues here in the area. And it's a very unique thing being done. And Dave will be there. I don't know if are Gil and Keith, you going to be there? They'll be there.
We are, yeah,
all
we'll
the
be performing the song Raise the Roof, you know, kind of probably sometime around 7:30, and that's like when they open up with speakers and music and stuff like that.
Oh, great. It's nice to have you here along with us today, 25 minutes after 11 o'clock right now. What would you like to play next?
I'll let Gil introduce the next tune. We're doing a fiddle tune.
Well, this is in the style of Benny Martin. We're going to do a piece called Old Joe Clark.
Very nice. Now, did they teach you this at Carnegie Mellon's conservatory style music school?
No, actually, I was led in a different direction there.
Benito Martino, now the first movement from Joe Clark, comma, old. Or it would be older Joseph Clark or something like that.
Yes.
I'll step away now. Here again. Here again, the Big Swan Kings. Beautifully done. Thank you, Gil. And that's Old Joe Clark. Do you guys play out much? Can folks come out to hear you anywhere soon or not so soon?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things coming up. Well, the first thing coming up is this, you know, of course, the Sleep In for the Homeless. We'll be doing that song there. November 14th, We'll be playing at the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle CD release party. That's going to be at Moondogs in Blahniks.
And that's cool, by the way. They put out a compilation CD with lots of different songs from different people that have been participating in the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern Songwriter Circle that you heard David mention earlier.
Right. It's this will be the fifth year that we've put out a CD. Gil and I both have contributed an original song to this year's CD, and so it's really terrific. We have, I believe, 19 songwriters that have contributed songs this year, so it's really growing, and there's a lot of great songs on there, and so that's the chance to do our CD release party and, you know, let people know about it. We've put together a new website. I've put together a new website, which if you went there today, you wouldn't find anything. But you go there a week from now, you will. DavidMichaelKing.com, all one word, DavidMichaelKing.com. There'll be a page there on the Big Swan Kings. And you get more information. You can get, you know, music, streaming music, more information on the band and stuff too. So wait a week and then go check it out, and you should find us online.
Well, you're the organizer. We're going to hold you accountable.
Okay. For this. Okay. There you go.
And we're also going to see if we can have you volunteer around here to help us with some things. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. The Big Swad Kings are here. It's really, really a pleasure, and I really want to thank all of you for extending the time that you were to be here today. If you tuned in for the Weathered Road, we'll have them back, I hope, soon due to some circumstances beyond their or our control. They weren't able to make it today. We found out pretty late yesterday. And thank you for being here today. It's just a pleasure to have you guys here.
Well, thank you for inviting us. We're really enjoying this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are we going to dip into the classical repertoire once again, or what are we going to go to?
There's some Strauss techniques in the next piece, but this is another piece that David wrote, Mr. Foster Sing.
Mr. Foster Sing is the name of this tune, and it's about Stephen Foster. Stephen Foster was born and buried here in Pittsburgh.
It's funny, I was just thinking about Stephen Foster as you were playing that last song. I can't tell you why exactly, I just happened to be thinking about him.
Well, that's a tune that we played at Doodah Days. Doodah Days is an annual event held at the Allegheny Cemetery in Lawrenceville, where Stephen Foster is buried. And so we were invited to play there this year. And so we played Old Joe Clark and this next tune, Mr. Foster Sings. And what the inspiration for this tune is that, his most famous song, Oh Susanna, was premiered at the Lawrence Eagle Ice Cream Saloon in Lawrenceville in 1847. And I imagine something what it would be like to be in the room to hear that, to hear him singing his songs for the first time. And so that's how we came up with this song. There's a banjo that only plays Swanee, such a happy song, please sing along. Gentle Annie, don't be shy. And when we're having hard times, one man writes those sweet rhymes to lift our spirits high. Dear Mr. Foster, please sing us a tune. It's 1847 at the ice cream saloon. He's standing so near, if you listen, you'll hear Mr. Foster sing. He sings of Susanna, her home Louisiana. Our toes are a-tappin', our hands start a-clappin'. He says, don't you cry, I hear someone reply, Mr. Foster sing. Sing of Jeannie's brown hair, so lovely and fair. The old folks at home, my Kentucky home, will bet on the bay all do-da-day. Mr. Foster, sing. Dear Mr. Foster, please sing us a song. The horse runs a racetrack 5 miles long. My bobtail nag may be starting to sag. Mr. Foster, sing. Those ladies from Camptown, they sure know to sing verses of doo-dah with a beautiful ring. And on the refrain, they will ask you quite plain, Mr. Foster, sing. Sing of Jeannie's brown hair, so lovely and fair. The old folks at home, my Kentucky home, will bet on the bay all do-da-day. Mr. Foster, sing. For 100 years, you've brought us cheer, and we'll sing 100 more. In the South and North, born July the 4th, you're America's troubadour. Dear Mr. Foster, please sing us one more. Old dog Trey, Willie's gone to the war. The Glendieburg steamer, my beautiful dreamer. Mr. Foster, sing. Let's hear about love and songs of the South. The buckwheat cake in Susanna's mouth. We've said it before, could we ask you once more? Mr. Foster, sing. Sing of Jeannie's brown hair, so lovely and fair. The old folks at home, my Kentucky home, will bet on the bay all do-da-day. Mr. Foster, sing. Sing of Jeannie's brown hair, so lovely and fair. The old folks at home, my Kentucky home, will bet on the bay all do-da-day. Mr. Foster, sing.
The Big Swan Kings at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a well-crafted song. That was really a swell song for a lot of reasons. It sounded like the kind of tune Stephen Foster might write, and the lyrics, as I'm sure you noticed artfully, I think you probably noticed, artfully combined quite a few songs of Stephen Foster. That's really swell. That's the word I'm going to use. It's a swell song. It's nice to have you here. It's 24 minutes before noon, it's just, I'm tickled to have you guys here. It's a nice treat on a fall morning like this morning. I hope you're enjoying the Big Swan Kings as you drive around, or maybe you're listening at home right now. Let's see. David's moving the capo, and, Keith is just sort of hanging on to the bass there. It's nice. The bass is kind of like having a friend with you all the time, you know.
Well, it is bigger than me.
It is, yeah. You guys, you look like you're a lovely couple. Huh? What's next?
We're going to sing the song which we've just referred to, Oh Susanna, give it a little more bluesier take, and Keith's going to start us off.
Thank you.
on my knee. I'm gone to Louisiana, my true love for Tennessee. It rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. The sun's so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. From Alabama with the banjo on my knee. All right, Gil.
We were all dancing. I hope we weren't distracting you.
Yeah, that was that Buckwheat.
Yeah, the problem there is we were all dancing different things. The Big Swan Kings, and just what a terrific treat to have you guys here this morning. Gil's going to go to mandolin. And I think, you know, I know a lot of mandolin players that play fiddle or fiddle players that play mandolin. I guess there's some similarities. Or not too many?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities, but then there's a lot of differences. So
yeah.
I've always wanted to go ahead and play mandolin, and I'd be around some groups, and guys would hand them to me, so I just finally went out and got myself one. The thing is that they do have frets. The mandolin has a fret, and the violin doesn't, so that's a big difference.
Mm. We'll let you guys get set up a little bit here. We still are going to have few more songs. I forget how many, two or three, I think, coming up still. And Dave looks to his left. He looks to his right.
Ready?
And he checks. Everybody's ready. Everybody's wound up once again.
Yeah, we're doing City of New Orleans.
Ah.
Written by Steve Goodman from Chicago and a very popular version by Arlo Guthrie.
You probably saw Steve Goodman, I'm guessing.
No. We're from the same state.
Yeah, I guess you may be a little too young for that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could have. I think he passed away in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
My brother, who's 54, saw Steve Goodman a couple times. He lives in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
and saw him a few times in Old Town. It's a great song. Can't wait to hear how you do it.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms, and fields, past the towns that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old men in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels grumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steam. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. Steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
The Big Swan Kings at the Saturday Light Brigade. I hope you guys will play out more often. I think you ought to record, too. You really I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's a real authenticity to the sound of the three of you as you play. Your vocals really just sound just right for the songs that you're playing. Dave, the songs you've written are great. I don't know if they're writing as well.
Gil's writing. We didn't include songs in this set, but we should, because Gil writes some terrific songs as well, and he's got a song in this upcoming CD, you know, with the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You mentioned that. But you sound great. We have time for one or two more. It's up to you what you'd like to do. I think you had two more in your set list.
Two more in our set list. We have a slower 5-minute song and a faster 3.5-minute song. So
want to hear John Cougar Mellencamp tune? Like
well, we'll leave it up to you. I think we can fit them both in. What I'll do, though, is turn them just both. We'll have you do them just one right after the other, if that
sure.
makes sense.
Okay.
So we can be sure we get them both in. And let me, before that, just thank you very much both for being here.
Okay.
All three for being here.
Thank you so much. Let's do Love first.
Yeah, let's.
Okay. Okay, now this is an original tune. A couple of good friends of mine were getting married in Wisconsin, and they had chosen to move from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, out to Wisconsin, get their own cabin, and live out there. And we thought when they got married that this is what I thought of. This is called Love Grows Naturally. Wisconsin dawn, before the morning dew is gone. Songbirds proclaim the new day. Four loving hands are working the land. Crimson sky, clouds of gray. They plant the seeds, turn the earth, pull the weeds, waiting for the rain. They rest side by side, their faces can hide. This garden is not all that has changed. Mississippi's just a creek, then it starts its mighty run. A tiny seed springs from the earth, nourished by the sun. When a caring woman and a gentle man find their way back to the land, everything is just as it should be. Love grows naturally. Is done. They watch the setting sun, sitting silent hand in hand. A cool breeze blows, tender smiles still show. They belong to this land. Taught us to live simply, the earth will fill your bowl. To laugh deeply, it it's the music of your soul. To love completely is the greatest gift of all. You never said a word, and still we heard. We learned from lives well lived. The moon's climbing high, a million stars fill the sky. Two figures whisper in the night. A cricket choir, a crackling fire. Is there love song tonight? With lightning there's thunder, fire there is smoke. Where an acorn falls onto. When a caring woman and a gentleman find their way back to the land, everything is just as it should be. When a caring woman and a gentleman find their way back to the land, everything is just as it should be, and love grows naturally.
Big Swan Kings, and a beautiful song, and they're going to finish up with an up-tempo number. Thanks again for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. This is a John Mellencamp tune. Jack went to the movies. They went to see Richard Pryor, screaming on his knees for his lover. How could I have been wrong about you? How could I have been so wrong about you? 'Cause Eden is burning, I can see it from my window. Better take it to the water. Eden is burning. Yeah, Eden is burning. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thinking of Havana, eating cream and bananas. You and me in the sunshine. How could I have been wrong about you? How could I have been so wrong about you? 'Cause Eden is burning, I can see it from my window. Better take it to the water. Eden is burning, yeah, 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 yeah. Eden is burning, yeah, 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 yeah. How could I have been wrong about you? How could I have been so wrong about you? With love on our side, with love on our side. Masquerade of your living, I hope it makes you feel better. It's for your own protection. I thought we were forever, me and you, but nothing.
nothing's forever, I guess it's true. That Eden is burning, I can see it from my window. Better take it to the water, Eden is burning, yeah, 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 yeah. Eden is burning, yeah, 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 yeah. See it from my window. Better take it to the water.